Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Well, are you a cool? Yeah.
Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts. I'm joined.
I'm James Hargreaves.
A very hungover James Hargreaves.
I'm feeling a bit rotten.
But you can sleep well tonight with the knowledge that there's a new link road that makes Sheffield Doncaster Airport even closer.
Apparently so. I'm looking forward to that all the times I travel to Doncaster.
Yeah, never. If you're listening to the podcast, then you won't understand. Yeah. So forget it.
It's one of the adverts.
How are you?
I'm currently struggling with my throat. I think I was shouting a bit last night.
Yeah.
In loud environments.
Yeah. So, oh, of course, you went to the October Drift gig at the Plug.
Yes. And what an awesome gig it was.
Did they blow the roof off?
They smashed it.
Did
blew
they?
The roof off.
Did they absolutely smash it?
Nailed it and everything else. Every other cliche.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
What was that noise?
That's
I don't know if that will have come out.
It's a little bird that's in my phone to tell me that I've got a tweet.
You've got Faith Shaughnessy in your phone? A little bird?
No. I'm guessing, if I had to put money on it, I'd say it's Carlton Maloney.
All right, well, actually, Faith has literally just tweeted us. Speak of the devil.
Well, she's texted me and tweeted me.
All right.
So,
well, I'll cover all bases.
Thanks.
Yeah, she says that I am not as hanging as she is. She went out to see the Specials.
Yes.
At the O2 Academy.
Yes. And then met you up later on. Met up with you, is what I meant to say.
For all of the few minutes that I managed to see her, because we were planning on stopping out a bit longer, I think, but we've got guests who are visiting from the Royal Leamington Spa.
Royal.
A niece and a friend. And we went out drinking for most of the day yesterday. And Manish, one of our friends, was violently sick at about 12:30.
Ah, right, lovely. How all good nights should end.
Yeah, in the middle of a beer garden. It was rather amusing to see everybody quickly move from that area.
Yeah, to be honest, I've probably been there myself at some point, so I'm sure we all have.
Yeah. It was great. The support acts were just awesome. I was surprised how busy it was at kind of 7 o'clock. Like as soon as doors opened, there was a queue to get in. As soon as doors opened, it was busy. And Oddity Road that opened up had a big following, even though they weren't announced until a couple of weeks ago.
And the October Drift were playing songs from their new or latest EP.
Yeah, we got one coming up in a bit called Get With The Times. It's a bit of one of their slower ones.
Okay, how did it go down with the crowd in the Plug?
Oh, it was just awesome. They're obviously a great band anyway. The energy and everything is just brilliant. And yeah, I think they feel it was one of their best gigs ever. And I would agree with that.
Great stuff.
Out of the times I've seen them.
Fantastic.
Trash and Rude were on as well. Trash were brilliant as ever. and Rude. I was surprised at them, newcomers, fairly new new boys to the scene, and they did really well.
Yeah, we played them. If you missed the show a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, yeah. We played all of the lineup for last night's gig. So you can go back and check that out on Acast and iTunes if you search for The Squeak.
Yeah. And if you search for Squeak, go on and give us a review on iTunes and say that we're 5 stars.
All right, okay. Does that boost us in the world?
Yeah, it helps kind of the algorithm so that we appear higher up in the search listings and stuff.
Okay, yeah, shameless promotion, then just go and do that.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm sure Carl's asked us to do that before.
Yeah, I think I've done it on Carl's.
Yeah, I've done it as well. Yeah.
But yeah, just go give us 5 stars, tell a little comment saying how blooming brilliant we are.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have to lie to say that, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Make no bones about it. DJ Ski, if you're listening, you know you love us. Get onto iTunes.
Yeah.
Not text us yet. He doesn't text me anyway, he only texts you. Yeah, DJ Ski's up at 3. With platinum plates, ish, 3-ish.
3-ish a.m. It might be about 5 past.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't make the gig last night. I was at a family do.
We went were missed.
We went to the Chinese on the moor.
The Zing Var.
It's just a mysterious staircase that leads down into the nether regions.
It's just a doorway, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you just walk downstairs.
There's a sign, but I don't think the lights work in the sign.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
So we got dropped off on Matilda Street, actually. And then we got to the moor, and my dad's not been back because he lives abroad now. He's not been back since last year, and he didn't know where he was because the moor's changed all that much now. They're building the cinema now, aren't they?
Got the Primark opens next week, is it?
Yeah. So... We found it eventually, obviously, and we had a really nice time. But yeah, couldn't make the gig, unfortunately.
You should have gone to the Wong Ting.
Well, I've been there before, and that's very nice as well. But my dad's... I think the Zing Bar's been there since the 60s.
Yeah,
and at one time, it was like the best Chinese in Sheffield. So my dad's... I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tradition
it's,
and
it's
all.
It's not a bad little place, to be honest.
No, it was nice. It was really nice. There was a one of the waitresses was... obviously, had Chinese heritage, but she was very broad Yorkshire as well. So we'd all got chopsticks, and I said, "Excuse me, love, can we have some forks? Because we're going to struggle now."
Yeah.
And she went, "Okay, love, yeah, no problem." And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't expect it to sound like that at all."
All right, love.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Right, good food this is.
Yeah. No, it weren't Carl Malone.
I find I don't think it's racist to say, but I find it weird.
Well, maybe we should have discussed it off air, but
just,
carry on.
Just covering my back with that. I find it weird to see, you know, like an Asian person or like someone who looks foreign that has a broad accent, and the most prominent one that sticks out that really like puts me aback sometimes is Scottish.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I'm sure I've met somebody that's obviously got Chinese heritage, but then has a broad Glaswegian accent.
Yeah,
and
like
it just
a Scottish
really,
Indian or something.
You're just not expecting it whatsoever, are you? Just perception, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, that's probably a reflection on me expecting them to have some kind of accent, but and not a Scottish one, obviously. But
any accent, yeah. It was the same for me last night. We were all, okay, no, it was good though. It was a really good time. But before we go on, we must pay tribute to Joe Bryan, one of our good friends and our friend's dad, who sadly passed away last week.
Yeah, Clinton.
He had a short battle with cancer and unfortunately lost. I mean, one of the things I remember about... I mean, Joe was one of those characters that everybody knew and loved. but the one thing I remember, we'd got a snooker presentation. I'm playing at Trick Shots, and Trick Shots was one of them places where it was run by a bit of a cowboy. And and the snooker sides were
calling
sort of,
Steve a cowboy?
Yeah. In his older age now, he'll sort of reflect and say, yes, I was.
I think he would probably agree.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
And the snooker teams were sort of always... You're supposed to register people and, you know, play as that player, and sometimes we'd not have enough players and people would play under somebody else's name and all the rest of it.
Brought in ringers.
Yeah, exactly. And we'd got a particular snooker presentation, and the rules of the league were, if you won a prize, you had to be there in person, otherwise you forfeited the money and the trophy or whatever you'd won.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we'd won something. Nobody could make the presentation. There was only me that could end up going. So I ended up dragging Joe and our good friend Dave along, Joe's son-in-law, our good friend as well. And he said, "Where is it?" I said, "It's at the Philadelphian on, you know, down at Upperthorpe."
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, I'm a life member there." He says, "We'll be fine, don't worry about it." And so we went down, me, Dave.
And that means that they know him.
I know.
So oh, right, is this a, oh,
exactly,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
so like, okay, sort so not going to get away with this all that much, because everybody's going to know who you are, and they're going to know that you're not a 16-year-old that's registered to play in trick shots Tuesday Night League. But anyway, we went down, we got the trophies, no bother. But as the presentation were going, it was sort of like the Oscars. So there's a big stage, there's the whole presentation party laid out. And they call you down.
Did you have to wear a tuxedo?
No, it wasn't that much. It was quite a traditional league. The league's been going since the 50s, so they're set in the ways, or they were back then anyway. So they were calling all these people down, and little Joe's gone, "Hey, that's Bruce! That's Bruce!" All the lights are off, everybody's clapping, thinking, who's this bloke just shouting randomly in the crowd? "It's Bruce!" So he's got up, walked across the dance floor, and got hold of this guy when he's going up to collect his trophy. Right. It was the funniest thing. Bearing in mind, we're supposed to be keeping a low profile because we're not who we're supposed to be. Oh, it was just hilarious. So many stories like that.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah. So generous as well. Like I say, everybody loved him. He used to come into trick shots, big United fan.
Yeah.
With his, he'd got like, you know, the blades, the logo.
Yeah.
He'd got an earring. Used to wear that all the time in trick shots, and he'd get some right grief. All friendly banter, but he'd get grief every time. A big loss.
Yeah, completely missed. And obviously, thoughts are with Joanne and Dave and Anita,
of course,
and the rest of their family and friends. Because it is a big loss. He will be missed. Such a nice, kind, sweet, generous person.
Yeah, and I know that Anita, Joe, and Dave are very thankful for all the cards and flowers that they've received. So yeah, we're remembering Joe O'Brien, and we're going to play out. He was a massive, massive Queen fan. Been to see them many times with the new lineup with Adam Lambert. So we're going to play out with one of his favourite songs now. This is "Don't Stop Me Now."
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Ha-da-da.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yeah, welcome back to The Squeak. You're listening to 93.2 FM Sheffield Live. So, there's a new way of running a cafe that has sort of launched in London. I didn't know if you'd seen it. And it basically charges by the minute.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you broke. You broke my microphone again.
The thing is, yours
I'm the hungover one.
Yours doesn't switch off, so I couldn't hear the music with your mic on, so I had to switch it off. And then I forgot to switch it back on, so apologies. Well. The same old mess-ups.
Yeah. So, cafe. You pay by the minute.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's a new concept, basically, where it's called Zifferblatt. It's like a Russian word. It's called My Shop, this chain, and it's a kind of cafe that charges you. So how much would you pay a minute to use a cafe? And how much would you think would be reasonable, doing the maths?
Do you pay for the food on top?
No, the food.
So the food's included
food
in your minute
drink,
charge.
Completely free.
It depends what you have, doesn't it? It could be like, let's see, you're going to be in there for 15 minutes or so eating a nice sandwich. So, 50p a minute or something? I don't know.
Well, this one in the Northern Quarter charges 6p a minute.
Sixpence?
You can go in and eat and drink as much as you want, and you only pay by the hour. Apparently it makes a profit as well.
Does the preparation time come in that 6p a minute? Do you get charged for the prep time? Like, whilst you're waiting there?
No.
So you only get it when the food comes?
You go in, and it's sort of like a hotel, so you check in, and then you check out, and then they give you your bill. So if you're in 15 minutes, then you get paid, you get charged 90 pence.
Yeah, so all I'd do is fly in and say, "I would like my sandwich, please." and then go straight out again as soon as they gave it me. Take it, eat it on the move.
Well, I mean, they've spoken to this guy, and he said, you know, do you not just get people that sort of take the mick and come in, eat as much as you can? He says, we do, and that's fine. But he said, we get people that come in and use the Wi-Fi and sort of chill out. And
yeah.
He said the longest time they've had somebody landing in there for is an hour. 11 hours, sorry.
11 hours?
When they were writing a book. So they'd just gone there for a bit of solitude. And
fair enough. It's an interesting thing because, especially if they're busy all the time, turning people over in a restaurant and creating the new covers is a big challenge for restaurants, isn't it? It's like at one time, I used to know a guy that worked for McDonald's, and he told me that one time all of McDonald's furniture and lighting and everything was made to a certain exacting standard that made you uncomfortable after 20 minutes. And that's how they turned over the people that they needed.
That is interesting.
Interesting idea.
I'm not sure that they do that now, because you go in and...
Yeah, I'm not sure now. But
the new McDonald's are actually not bad places to... Mm. I mean, they're not overly comfortable either, but you don't feel like you...
I don't think I've ever sat in one for longer than 20 minutes anyway. So.
If I'm honest, I try and avoid it. I normally go through the drive-thru. Mm. I'm one of them people that gets there at 10:25 wanting me, you know, bacon and egg McMuffin.
Yeah, yeah. I had burger yesterday. I went to the Harley.
Oh, right.
Twister Burger Company. And glad to note that it's back on form after disappointing me the last time I was there.
Well, we actually, just on food, we bumped into each other on Friday, didn't we?
Yeah. How weird is that?
I know. Well, we've gone to Los Iguanas, and the guys tried to put us on... You couldn't get any more central. We sat right in the middle of everybody. Yeah. I went, is there nowhere else? He says, yeah, in the back if you want to sit there. I said, yeah, that'd be fine. Anywhere else. And we walked past you and Ray, didn't we?
Yeah. And we literally could have picked any restaurant, because I was in the city centre and met Ray after work, and we just walked up. We just literally decided on the cuff that we were going to have something to eat, and we walked up Division Street, had a look in all the different restaurants, and just ended up in there for some reason.
It's nice in there, though. I really, really like it.
Yeah. I had a whole bird.
Yes, you had all the food.
I felt a little bit stuffed afterwards, to be honest. I slept that night, I tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine. It was. I like it in there, though. Recommend it in there. It's nice.
Mm.
So, yeah. Just thought I'd share that. So, obviously, we knew. Yeah. We knew.
So it's the Squeaks restaurant segment.
Yeah.
The food segment.
Yeah, we could do that.
Tune in next week for quiche hour.
Yeah, Keisha. What do you think about this sixpence a minute thing then? The concept, it originally began in Russia in a small chain, and now it's growing in the UK. First one opened in London, but I think because of the rent, they've sort of moved it up north.
Yeah,
but
I think now, it's decent.
There's lots of branches in these cities, and they're going to roll out more as well. So we might see one in Sheffield.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Sixpence a minute. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no problem with it for me. It'd be interesting to see what it's like.
Would you be one of the people that sort of just had a bit of cake and a cup of tea, or would you go in and sort of...
I would have my cake and eat it.
Yes. Multiple times.
You know me, I'd go in for a full fry-up, probably a coffee, maybe a dessert.
So would I, to be honest. Yeah, 6p a minute, cheap as chips. Mince pies are back in.
You are a mince pie addict.
Yeah.
And we love you for it.
Yeah.
How many mince pies do you think you ate last year? So you obviously lost count of...
No idea.
So didn't you at one point have to have two spare boxes in your... just in case you run out?
I like to have a box in reserve. But I bought two boxes on the Sunday last week and then ate two on the way home from the shop. And...
So you didn't even wait till you got home, you ate them on the way?
No, I've had three boxes so far.
This is like a problem. I think you've got an addiction.
I just like mince pies. I don't know why they don't do them year round. I mean, you can get them if you go into the odd bakery or whatever, but why not just do them year round? I love them.
Just make your own. They're simple to make.
Can't be bothered with that.
Well, you don't like them that much then, do you?
Well, no, because they'd be crap anyway if I did them. I'm rubbish at all like that.
I do like them.
Final of Bake Off next week. Have you been watching it?
I've not watched any of it, this series.
It's been all right, actually. But not labour the point. If you've not watched it, just no point. It's a bit like having faith on. Did you see this in the news? No. Yeah. Going to be a long show.
In terms of telly, I've been watching Westworld.
Oh, that's based on the original film, isn't it?
Yeah.
With Gene... Not Gene. Yeah, no, it's not. Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner, that's
and
it.
And Charles
The Michael Brolin. Crichton. It was a Michael Crichton...
Good film, the original. Oh, yeah. I started watching Designated Survivor, by the way.
Oh, right, the Kiefer Sutherland.
Just watched four that were available.
I think we've only watched a couple.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Very, very good. Netflix exclusive if you want to check it out. It's very good.
Is it Netflix or is it Amazon Prime? I'm getting mixed up because I've got Amazon and Netflix and Now TV and everything at the minute. Because I've got offers on them.
It's Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Netflix.
Cool. It is a good show.
So what have we got lined up on the...
On the old music, we're going to have a bit of Roger the Mascot later. The Jade Assembly, they sent us some music in. And before that, October Drift, with the last song off their new EP. And this song's called Get With The Times. It's one of the slower ones.
Well, here it is. Keep your tweets coming in, at The Squeak on Twitter. This is 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Spend a 7-day week chasing the clouds, or twisting out of shape like a prophet that's playing a clown. You could spend years bringing it down. There's something to lose when there's something around. I'm just a little bit lighter now. I'm just a little bit closer now. Still moving on. I'm only nothing left to steal. Had a long day getting us through and blocking out the voices. Tell me what I should do. I sidestep sunsets, I missed out moons. There's comfort in the concept, there's nothing to lose. I'm just a little bit distant now. Such a tiny bit different now. Let's move along. I'm only real when there's nothing left to steal.
bit of Nirvana-y kind of style, I think, that one. Like it.
That's off their new EP.
Yeah. They played that live last night, and just knowing what the band's like, Kiwi, the lead singer, climbed up the speaker stacks to stand atop.
Of course he did. Why would he not?
Lit up by a spotlight and the crowd virtually worshipping him like he was some kind of god.
I seem... Oh, you went all of it funny there. Freewheeling rock. I think I seem to remember at Tramlines he ended up on the bar, walking up and down the bar.
Yeah.
At Crystal. Crystal stage.
They're just the Mavericks.
Oh, God.
I'm in one of those moods right now.
Yeah.
So, we were speaking about food earlier.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Speaking about food earlier, right? You know when you go into a fast food restaurant, say McDonald's or KFC or Burger King, right? You see the pictures.
Oh, God. Why bother? I had a... I'm guessing you're going to say that they never look like the pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. I was on... we were in pairs on Wednesday at Real Work, and I went out with Pete, and I said, Pete, I'm starting to get a bit cranky now. We need to eat something. We need to just go somewhere
really
for lunch.
Cranky when
I do. Yeah. I do. So... I says, right, there's a KFC down there, let's just park up. As it happens, it was next to the place we were going, so win-win. And on the side of the bus and everything round it, there was the double stacker, and it's two bits of fried chicken breast. Yeah, barbecue sauce, cheese, lettuce, and baconaise.
I need this in my life right now.
If you're wondering what baconaise is, it's just like a bacon-flavoured sauce. It's like an orange colour. Thought, that looks great. Came out, fair enough, it didn't look exactly like the picture. My actual bugbear was when I bit into it, because it had been made fresh, hot oil spurted out and burnt my wrist.
The chicken juice.
The chicken oil.
Yeah.
Burnt my wrist.
I've had that before. It's not pleasant, is it?
No, it was painful.
My mum once made a pizza and bit into it.
There's nothing hotter than hot cheese.
Yeah. We've had this discussion, haven't we? Yeah, the
molten
cheese,
hot lava cheese.
Burnt chin.
I've probably told you that I once had a chicken gourmet burger at Wetherspoons.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they put a spire through the top to hold it all together. Took the spire out, bit through it. The cheese came up through the hole and burnt my nose.
Yes.
The hot cheese sauce.
Like a hot cheese fountain.
Hot cheese fountain. Yeah.
So, yeah, have you seen adverts for KFC where it's like the bucket of chicken?
Yeah.
And the bucket looks like it's overflowing with chicken.
Mm.
In America... One woman has taken exception to this, and she's now trying to sue KFC for false advertising, which I think is a fair point.
To be fair, actually, somebody sued Subway because the footlongs were only 11 inches long, didn't they?
Yeah.
So it was...
Subway settled that, didn't they, and now they have to measure it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how much do you think you could, or you would try to sue KFC for misrepresenting the amount of chicken in its bucket?
The thing is, America's lawsuits are like 10 a penny, aren't they? You can sue anybody for pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even put a figure on it. How much personally would it have cost this woman for not having a full bucket of chicken? I don't understand how it would work.
Well, I...
100 grand?
She's suing for $20 million.
Jesus H. Christ.
She's from New York. She bought a $20 bucket of chicken as a rare treat, but was shocked when it looked like nothing like the KFC's ads.
So she's timesing it by a million to sort of offset the disgust and pain that she's obviously felt.
That's more than a million, isn't it?
$20, she wants 20 million, it's a million, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
My brain's not functioning to do maths today.
To be fair, we have got a history of poor maths on this show.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's right.
I don't know. But yeah, apparently she told the New York Post that she came home and said, "Where's the chicken?" She thought she was going to have a couple of meals. And she was disappointed because you only get half a bucket. That's false advertising. It doesn't feed the whole family. They are small pieces.
Does it not say on the bucket how many pieces is in an average bucket?
Well, that's what I think. Obviously, in Britain, when you go, you're buying a bucket. It's like a 6-piece bucket or a 12-piece bucket or whatever, isn't it? So surely you know how many pieces of chicken you're going to get.
Maybe it's different in America. Because they've got different laws and different governing bodies on advertising. We've got the ASA, which are quite strict, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe they get away, but maybe it's a bit greyer in America, and that's why they get so many lawsuits.
Yeah, and she complained to KFC's headquarters, And apparently they've said that it was the chicken was portrayed prominently on the commercial so that the public could see the chicken.
Well, yeah.
And she's the reply is, if you want the public to look at your chicken, put it in a dish.
It's all getting a bit
it's
silly.
It's a lot of BS, she says. I expect to get what you're telling me. Well, yeah.
So where does the $20 million come from then?
I don't know. I think people just in America just try suing people and just make up a figure. And
well, you always go for more than you want because
because it gets knocked down.
Try and get a settlement, but what would happen in England if they just go right? Here's your $20 back then. Sorry,
yeah.
That's all you'd get.
Well, if you complain, like, have you ever complained to a food company about something?
Probably
not necessarily a fast food restaurant. I remember complaining about. I can't even remember. It was a tin of something, I think. And I complained to Heinz because whatever was in it was wrong or bad or whatever. And their response was to send me a voucher for another tin of it. Well, if I'm complaining about it, I don't think I want another tin of it. I just want to let you know that it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not always great, but why is it such a suing culture in America?
Oh, I don't know. It's Americans are just weird, opinionated people, aren't they?
Yeah. If you listen on the podcast, by the way, you know, no offence. Yeah. You didn't put the racism disclaimer on there. I don't think this is racist.
I don't think it applies to every American.
Say it anyway, yeah.
But the
I don't know. You were. They've
allowed Donald Trump to be a presidential candidate, so...
Yes, every single American has allowed that to happen. Correct.
Well, they have.
No, they haven't.
They haven't. They should join the party and vote someone else in instead to be a candidate. He's not going to win the presidency anyway.
Are we on Trump again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just moving around rants now.
How many...
I listened back to last week's show, and it was literally half an hour of me ranting.
It was, yeah. I listened back to it as well. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We can't name this week's podcast anything to do with Trump, because we've got two now.
Yeah, in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Election on the 8th.
Yeah.
Coming thick and fast now.
Hillary's going to win, and instead of getting a racist bigot like Trump, allegedly, we're going to get...
Allegedly, thank you.
We're going to get someone whose record on human rights and her own legal issues instead. It's quite funny because she's kind of being swept into power without much focus on her because everyone's focusing on Trump.
Yeah, it's we may as well just end it all now. World's over. Forget it, finished.
These are people that are going to get the nuclear codes for the US. Imagine Trump with the nuclear codes.
Don't want to. Don't want to, really. Oh. What's the matter, Donald? Just people. Just people.
Do you think he goes outside and destroys his cereals?
Oh, God, who knows?
There's a new... In fact, that's reminded me, I told you I was going to give you a copy of the audiobook for Alan Partridge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I forgot to do it.
Ah, right.
So, but I've reminded myself this week because there's a new audiobook coming out, a new Alan Partridge audiobook.
Is there?
Yeah, called Nomad. So I've not heard any of it yet.
You can... saying that, though, how can I listen to it in the car?
Put it on a CD or something.
Well, yeah, I could do that, couldn't I?
Or stream it. You've got Bluetooth, haven't you?
Yeah.
Stream it from your phone or whatever.
How do I get it on my phone? I'll tell you what, should we play another song? We'll discuss it.
Yeah. Hello, listeners.
Sometimes forget where you are doing this, you know. Oh, God.
We got the Jade Assembly who sent us music, so if you're a band or you're an artist and you want your music played on the radio, then get in touch. Just like the Jade Assembly from Manchester did.
Hashtag Jade Assembly, by the way.
Yeah.
They sign off all of their tweets with hashtag Jade Assembly.
The Jade Army.
A Jade Army, yeah. Sorry, that's it.
Yeah, and this one, I think, they've been listening to a lot of Foo Fighters. Because it's very, very reminiscent of Dave Grohl. In a nice way.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's called One Last Time.
Sat around my table late at night, everyone talking lines, talking free. And no one can remember half the things we said, but I know they're true, and you know that I'm true. Everyone count to ten, and we'll start over again. We'll lose it all tonight. Something changed for the good, for everyone, for everyone. Something changed for the good, for everyone, for everyone.
One last time around the block with door tonight, and I'll pray and you'll say. Talking lines, talking free. And no one can remember half the things we said, but I know they're true, and you know that I'm true.
Jade Assembly.
Yeah, it's a nice little rock and roll thing there. Clint Boone from the Inspiral Carpets, who's now one of the big XFM DJs, said that they're the best guitar band since Kasabian.
Oh, wow, that's an accolade.
It's quite a statement, that, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Although, for me, Kasabian weren't brilliant anyway, so...
Yeah, it's all relative, I think. I think there's a lot of good guitar band. I think the guitarist in Four Authors is fantastic.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
But you know, great accolade.
Do you see him when you close your eyes?
Only. Yeah. Four Authors' new single, incidentally, is out now. Fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get that and hopefully have that for next week's show.
Fantastic. It's if you want to sort of listen to it, the single's out on Spotify, and they did a session at BBC Introducing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it introducing or introducers?
Introducing.
Yeah, because I could never say introducers, so I'm glad it's introducing.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of really good sessions, Christian Carlisle and the guys at BBC Introducing. And And there's also there's some good kind of YouTubey stuff happening around the Sheffield scene at the minute. Like, obviously we've got Rate Good Music. Carl's doing his thing on
YouTube.
Yeah,
he's basically copying James Corden, but yeah, called it something else.
Yeah, the Rate Good Road Trip.
Because he was going to call it Right Good Carpool something or other, wasn't he? And you went, no, don't do it, because someone else is doing it. So he's just doing it, but he's called it something else.
Yeah. I think it's more an interview than the singing kind of thing that he does in there.
Yeah, but it's going to happen when he's got musicians in the back.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's also...
But completely different from James Corden Carpool Karaoke, so don't yeah, be put off by it.
That's gone to series in America now as its own thing, hasn't it? And
why do they love him so much?
Without James Corden, somebody else is going to be hosting it, apparently.
Why do they love him so much?
Have you actually watched his Late Late Show?
No.
It's brilliant.
Oh, that's why.
It is genuinely great.
Fair enough.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is awesome. And then the Late Late Show with Corden is just brilliant. I was reading a story where apparently when Corden got the contract to do the Late Late Show, he had a target of hitting 1 million YouTube views, because they're all going multimedia now. His target was hitting 1 million YouTube views in the first year of the show being on air, and he did it in the first week.
Right.
So it's now, it's just gone massive, obviously, and the stars are just queuing up to come on it.
He's not done bad, to be fair, has he?
Nah.
He's done okay.
Nah. And, yeah, the other kind of Toolmakers studio are doing their YouTube and their Facebook video stuff, which is like sessions inside a studio. We've got some audio from that coming up in a bit with Roger the Mascot. Did a session in there. But they're doing a lot of really good stuff as well. And there's lots of other things happening around the Sheffield scene. It's quite an exciting time.
Yeah, and he's Carl's Rate Good Music's road trip, Rate Good Road Trip.
Yeah.
Is out there now. So you can check it out on Twitter, Rate Good Music, and Facebook.
Yeah, indeed.
And apologies for that terrible noise in the background.
If you can hear it.
Paul Sellers has left the effing window open again, hasn't he? That's what he's done.
the what? The window? I don't even know what the noise was. It was some kind of...
I think it was a fire engine.
Fire engine or something, right? Are we on fire?
Thing is, he's got the window open. Why don't you just put the air conditioning on?
Maybe he just wanted the fresh air.
Fair enough.
A bit like me this morning when I woke up with a hangover. I just needed some fresh air.
Oh, yeah, because Paul's normally got a hangover, in fairness, hasn't he? Yeah. James, just out of interest, have you ever injured somebody by accident?
I probably have, but nothing springs to mind.
I remember once I had to carry our friend Faith out of a taxi because she couldn't walk. And you know the thing where you're carrying somebody, and I tried to carry her down the alleyway, and obviously Faith is wider than the alleyway, so I smacked her head on the side of the wall. Didn't mean to do it.
You're not saying that Faith is fat, you're saying that you had her in your arms.
Oh yeah, no, I had her lengthways, yeah.
Not that she was too big to go down the alleyway.
It's not Faith the fat years, no, it was just an unfortunate carrying mishap. Yeah. No, the reason I ask is because Harry Redknapp has accidentally run over his wife.
This is I've not read it properly, but this is apparently a story to combat the Brian Harvey incident.
What, the Miss World thing?
No, the guy from E17. That is Brian Harvey, isn't it?
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Steve Harvey, is it?
I don't know. Oh, no. Wrong person, anyway.
Was Brian Harvey had... he said that he ate too many roast potatoes, fell out of his car, and the car drove over.
Ran over himself.
Ran over himself.
Yeah, I remember that.
Legend.
I remember that now. No, Harry Redknapp's wife was seriously injured when she was run over by a Range Rover driven by her husband, Harry. it's just bizarre. Basically, she'd got out of the car, he dropped her off at the shops, and her coat got caught. He was oblivious to it and sort of drove off, didn't realise, and...
Well, it's Harry Redknapp, probably had his driver's window open and he was sticking his head out to see whether there was any cameras.
Yeah, deadline day. Deadline day, Harry. Yeah. Well, he drove over her ankle and she's had to have an operation, but she's doing all right. But, I mean, how bizarre.
Yeah, that is great. What can you say?
There's nothing you can say, is there? There's nothing.
It's hilarious.
I think we've had a tweet come in from Faith Shaughnessy.
Yeah, she's mentioning the incident where you banged her head on the alleyway entrance.
And I was dressed as a witch at the time. Oh, God, yeah, I remember that now. Yes, it was 2 years ago.
Halloween?
Yeah, it was Halloween when I'd fallen asleep and sort of met you a bit late at the Queen's Ground. We ended up in town, paid to get into this club, got a round of drinks. Faith had a sip and went, I need to go. So I had to take her home. So it was taxi ride there, pay into the club, round of drinks, taxi ride back, yeah. Bang on the head, see you later.
Yeah. I was quite surprised last night.
Dressed as a witch and forgot about green makeup on and everything. Oh, God.
Wow.
And I wasn't dressed up, so it was just Faith dressed as a witch.
Weren't you dressed up? Because
I hate Halloween.
It's kind of like Faith's Christmas, isn't it? She looks forward to it every year.
Yeah, yeah.
She gets a bit overexcited.
Went to buy the sweets and everything, even though nobody ever comes trick-or-treating around Hillsborough. And I thought, she'll just buy a bag of sweets. No, she bought 6 bags of sweets, 3 bags of chocolate eyes, 2 bags of chocolate coins.
I think I ended up with half of them.
Yeah, you probably will again this year, yeah.
I'm not arguing with that. Give me all the sweets. All of the sweets.
All of the sweets, indeed. Indeed. Right, just time to squeeze one more song in before the end of the show.
Yeah, so this is, as I say, Toolmaker Studio are doing their live sessions that you can see on their Facebook and their YouTube. And Roger the Mascot are back as well. They've had a bit of an absence. So they're back and they did this at Toolmaker Studio Live. It's called See You Next Tuesday.
Oh.
This is Sheffield Live.
Fantastic. Right, last one before the end of the show. DJ Ski's up at 3 o'clock with Platinum Plates. And my name pushed all the right time, and they jump on the bandwagon. And they hate me, and they hate some more. Cause they listen to the rumors that are flying around by these losers that I've turned down. They can't stand the rejection. Yeah, they want to be my friend, but I know how the friendship's gonna end. Cause he tried to beat me drunk, but I've been clean for years. Jealousy brings them down to tears. Yeah, they really want to see me fail. They want to put my skinny ass up for sale. They can't handle the fact that I'm living the dream. Moved out of town, I've gone mainstream. Jealousy bursting at the seams. While I'm sitting in the sunshine, sipping tea. If you thought you knew me 2 years ago, yeah, you're not gonna know me now. There's been a rapid change of personality. Turn my brown upside down while I got myself a job. Screw my head round. Now I'm earning more than I've ever done. I can't wait around, am I too much fun? Well, I got myself a girl. She's so amazing. Oh, she rocks my world. Crazy. So I got down on one knee, said, baby, will you marry me? She said, yeah, and the hated priest, so I said, see you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. But I'm moving forward, you can't sit around feeling awkward. I wanna get out and explore. See the world, open new doors. Let's get run about packs and let's go camping. Storm a rave, a gold disco dance. Find a new friend who's understanding. Lay under the stars, so enchanting. I've got no time for haters. Hate is an indicator. Indicates how weak you are inside. Indicates that you're out of your mind. How can you live riddled with hate when it only affects you, mate? You in a miserable state, and I'll be there at your funeral that it's time to create.
Now, at a new time, 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesdays, hear unusual music and comedy.
Gets me every time that.
Yeah, good friend of the show, Dale Lefebvre. If you like, you know, weird music and, yeah, you know, eclectic mix of
and,
stuff.
And comedy.
And comedy. check him out on a Tuesday afternoon.
He's got such a relaxing voice.
Yeah. He's a Buddhist.
Yeah, so that would explain that.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Now, a good friend of ours, Dale Lefebvre. Not seen him for a while, actually. He came in a few weeks ago, didn't he? And, well, a while ago, actually. A few months ago.
Yeah. We're nearly a year into doing this show.
Wowza.
People have put up with us for a year, believe that or not.
Well, I don't think they have. I just don't think they listen anymore.
Well, that as well.
Yeah, when did we start? It was something like the first week of November.
13th of November or something, was it, or something?
Don't know.
I've got it somewhere.
Yeah, find it. We'll have to do something.
We'll do an anniversary show.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, we'll just...
Should we do one of those where, you know, TV programmes get lazy and do a clip show halfway through a series?
We could probably put that together without having to come in. Yeah, should have a Sunday off. Yeah. Just go to the boozer instead. Yeah.
Celebrate the year of the show by not doing the show.
Yeah, by giving ourselves a week off. Yeah, we could do, couldn't we? Yeah. So what do you think's been the biggest, you know, the biggest thing since we left the union or voted to leave the union?
Sliced bread. The biggest.
That'd be finest. Best would be bacon, egg, sausage, and tomato.
Yeah.
Get it right.
The biggest thing to happen since the vote to leave.
Because a lot of people were worried about, obviously, Marmite not being available in Tesco anymore.
Yeah. You know, apparently that someone has suggested to me, I don't know how true it is, but that was apparently concocted by Tesco and Unilever as a PR stunt.
Really?
That's what's been suggested to me, I don't know how true it is. So, allegedly.
I was going
to
say, yeah, better cover as allegedly. Yeah,
I can see that being a thing, because Tesco were...
He
was in market position and stuff, weren't they?
Yeah, there's things with the milk, and then they do a line about the accounting and all that, so you could believe it. But again, not confirmed, so might not be true.
Could be absolute bull.
S.
BS.
Yeah. the music we've just played, sorry, reference that before we move on.
Oh, yeah.
They've not been around for a while, have they?
Yeah, they've not been around for a while, so it's the return of Roger the Mascot, and they're back at Corporation on Saturday the 29th of October. Support from Paul Fletcher.
Ah.
It just says Paul Fletcher here, and he's now, isn't it now called Paul Fletcher and the Dukes?
I don't know. Probably, yeah.
So maybe it's Paul Fletcher on his own, without the Dukes.
Okay.
Or maybe it's with the Dukes, who knows. And there's also the Homesteads and Days of Riot on that bill.
Started at a minute, and I knew that I fell in it faster than a rabbit down a hole.
Okay.
Coming Around.
Yeah,
lyrics from Coming Around.
You love that song, don't you?
I do like that song, yeah. The ultimate wake-up song. No, it's a good song. I like that one, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, Paul's got a few decent songs.
He has indeed. He has indeed.
Give Him a Look on the Face book.
Poet, you don't know it. Again. No, the reason I was mentioning Brexit, Poundland's going to start selling stuff that's actually more than a pound.
They've done that for a while now, haven't they?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with Brexit. People have just sort of thought, ooh, it's because we've left the union.
Is it just one of those scare stories that they put in the media to...
I think it's started trending on social media and people have thought, oh God, we've left the union, Poundland's collapsing, it's going to be £1.50 land and all this, but it's not. They've just been trialling some multi-price offering across a number of its existing stores, and this will continue through to the Christmas period and clear round price points.
Okay, were you just reading a press release?
Yes, yes, I was indeed. That was from Poundland officials. I haven't got a name.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
so don't worry, it's fine.
They've done that for a while. They have like £20 products and stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody actually did, I believe somebody tried to sue them for having a product that was £20.
Weren't that woman from KFC, were it?
Might have been. I don't know if they tried to sue them for $20 million, but who knows. DJ Ski is in the house.
He is indeed. And he's turned into a dog, apparently, if you heard that. How you doing? You all right?
I'm
all right. I can't get to you. The wire's stuck. Curtains of radio. There we go.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I thought you guys were like going for the El Natural look and
what, standing up?
Showing
I'm
we were born to stand up, weren't we?
I am.
James is hungover.
Quite hungover, so I'm sitting this week.
Why is that? Where were you last night?
I went to October Drift at Plug, gig, and then to the Washington.
Well, that's your first mistake. You should have been at Sedaka to watch Winston Reedy.
All right, any good?
Fantastico night. Yeah, very good, very good. A lot of old school. Yeah, good crowd as well. Yeah. Excellent night. You once got drunk there.
Why?
We wouldn't have let you. Because we look after our customers.
Fair enough.
Fantastic. So what's coming up in Platinum Plates then? Still on with Black History Month, of course.
Yeah, well, every month's Black History Month. But yeah, we've got a bit of Bob Marley. Got a nice couple of funky soul tracks for my sold out selection. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'd been to Bob Marley's house.
Have you?
Yeah, in Jamaica.
Did he want you there?
Did he what, sorry?
Did he want you there?
Probably not.
It's a fantastic house, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird experience, which I'll probably go into next week or something, because I enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah. DJ Ski.
I can't wait.
How does Bob Marley like his donuts?
We're jamming.
Fantastic.
The old.
Never do that to me again.
The old ones are the old ones.
Carry jokey. I ask you to finish. Yeah, no time for us to go though. But if you want to stick around and listen to DJ Ski's Platinum Plates, he's here till 5. Other than that, we'll be back next week, 2:00.
Yep.
If you've missed
us, look forward to it.
Yeah, we're on the podcast, iTunes and Acast.
Yep.
Have a great week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Goodbye.
See you later.